It being the past the allotted time, I will declare the meeting open at 6:03 p.m. And everyone has their microphones turned off. Thank you for that. So, acknowledgement, welcome to country. Kaya Maman Kaya Bridia, Kaya Yorgos. Nalak Kari Twinjing Nalak Nining, Nalak Kari Shinija Bujabal Nyunga Buja Nalak Nining. We acknowledge the traditional owners of this land that we're meeting on and pay our respects to the elders past, present and future. I'd like to remind everyone that this evening's meeting is being recorded. Not only is it our first online meeting, it is our first meeting that will be recorded for public viewing. My understanding is that the audio will be put up. So, for anyone listening along, please bear with us while we get through the technical challenges of recording and having it online at the same time. The regulations that have been passed require that we're all meeting in a safe place should we be required to go behind closed doors. So I'll just do a roll call as a part of the attendance, at which time if you can just acknowledge that you're in a secure location. Before I do that, I'd just like to acknowledge that we have some visitors. We have Deputy Councillor Marks visiting with us. We have CEO Rhonda Hardy visiting in with us. We have Deputy Councillor Johnson and Blair also visiting in with us. And we have some other attendees watching in the City of Swan, whosoever that is. Welcome one, welcome all. Councillor Pifferetti, are you indicating a desire to speak? Okay. So we'll do the roll call. Yes, Councillor Jai Wilson, I am in attendance. Councillor Jeans, are you in attendance?
Councillor Jeans is here. Councillor Jeans is here. No? Good. Thank you. Councillor Wilson, you got your microphone off.
Thank you. Councillor Hamilton, are you in attendance?
Yes, Councillor Hamilton in attendance. Thank you very much.
And you're in a secure location for the purposes of the regulation?
I am indeed in a secure location. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, are you in attendance and in a secure location?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Councillor Johnson, are you in attendance and in a secure location?
Georgia Johnson, yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Powell, are you in attendance and in a secure location?
I am in attendance.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Wolfe, are you in attendance and in a secure location? Thank you. And just Councillor Wolfe, I only caught that briefly, so just be mindful to leave a 2-second gap after you turn your microphone on before you start speaking.
Okay. Thank you.
All good. Came through loud and clear then. Councillor Wolfe. No, Councillor Boyd, are you in attendance?
Councillor Boyd, you're silent. Yes.
Thank you. Coming through loud and clear. Councillor O'Connor, are you in attendance?
Yes, I certainly am.
Thank you. And let the record note that Councillor O'Connor indicated a thumbs up as well to the question about being in a secure location. Councillor Dorr, are you in attendance?
Yes. Yes, I am in attendance, Mr. Chair.
And in a secure location for the purposes of the regulation?
I am, Mr. Chair, in a secure location.
Thank you. Councillor Congerton, are you in attendance in a secure location?
Councillor Congerton in a secure location and here.
Thank you. And Councillor Zanino, are you in attendance in a secure location?
Yes, Councillor Zanino, I am here and I am in a secure location.
Thank you very much, councillors. We have no apologies. We do have an apology that we've received from Councillor
Hilary McWilliam.
Deputy Councillor McWilliam, yes. No other apologies received. MRC officers in attendance. We have the Chief Executive Officer, Marcus Geisner. Can you confirm your attendance, please?
I'm in attendance and in a secure location.
Thank you. Chief Financial Officer, Zhe Lu, are you in attendance?
Yes, I am in attendance and in a secure location. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Project Officer, Mr. Steve Fitzpatrick, are you with us?
Yes, I am in attendance and in a secure location.
Thank you, coming through loud and clear. Chief Sustainability Officer Wendy Harris, are you with us in a secure location?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am in attendance and I am also in a secure location.
Thank you. Our newly appointed Chief Operating Officer, Brad Lacey, are you in attendance?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I am in a secure location.
Thank you. We also have the Executive Assistant to the Chief Executive Officer, Teresa. Are you with us in a secure location?
I am in attendance and in a secure location.
Excellent. Good to know. And we have our Minute Clerk for this evening, Kathleen Highfield. Are you in attendance and are you able to hear everyone loud and clear?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I am in attendance and in a secure location and I can hear everyone clearly.
That's great. Thank you very much. And also thank you to the assorted observers that we have dialed in for this evening as well. That takes us to item 3 on the agenda, which is disclosure of interest. We've not received any disclosures of interest prior to the meeting. Are there any disclosures of interest councillors wish to make at this time? Okay, I will take that as a no. We'll move on then to item 4, announcements by the chairperson without discussion. I have no announcements to make at this time, which brings us to item 5, which is response to previous public questions taken on notice. I understand that there are none. Mr. CEO, are you able to confirm that that's the case?
Yeah, there's no questions from the public.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, that was for item 6. So there are no questions that have been submitted electronically. For the benefit of those listening at home, while we remain in an online meeting configuration, if members of the public wish to submit a question, they are invited to do so electronically via email prior to the start of the meeting. I believe it's 4 p.m. prior to the start of the meeting. Is that correct, CEO? Yes, he's nodding in agreement. So please feel free to participate, but by way of email if that's possible. Takes us to item 7, which is applications for leave of absence. None have been submitted so far. Are there any councillors who wish to submit a leave of absence application at this stage? Yeah, and a scan of the faces, there appears to be no applications for leave of absence. So we'll move on then to item 8. Petitions, deputations and presentations. No petitions, deputations or presentations have been scheduled for this evening or submitted, which then takes us to item 9, questions by members of which due notice has been given. No questions were submitted under clause 4.11 of the standing orders. which then takes us to item 10, which is questions by members without notice. So, councillors, are there any questions that councillors would like to ask at this stage? Please indicate by waving your hand if you do wish to ask. I am not seeing any wavings of the hand, so I will then move on to Councillor Johnson is indicating. Yes, please, you have the call.
Thank you. Is it okay to ask a question about something that's not on the agenda?
It should be, yes. What would you like to ask?
My question was, could we have an update, please, on the preparations for the FOGO processing facility?
Mr. CEO, are you in a position to provide an update on that at this stage? Is that within order?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the question. So we applied on, I think it was the 9th of April 2019 with the department to build the interim FOGO processing facility at our Red Hill landfill site. They've come back to us on the 20th of March, so it's 3 weeks shy of a year, and they had grave concerns about the location, and not of the activity, but of the location. So we've withdrawn the application to build the facility or part of the facility in that spot, that location, and have resubmitted it 2 weeks later, last week on the 8th of April. So it's back in the process, and the department is processing the application now, and there shouldn't be any pushback on the new location because it's 500 meters further to the west, away from residences. So that should be in order before the 1st of July start. And the MEFs have been ordered and parts of it have been delivered. The only items the contractor is waiting for is the control, the temperature probes, but they do not come from overseas. They're actually manufactured here locally, and then to load the software into the PLC. So all things considering, we should be ready by the 1 July target date to start the processing at the interim site.
Perfect. Thanks for that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any other questions councillors have at this stage? Councillor O'Connor, are you indicating your desire to ask a question? No? Okay. All right. If there are no further questions, then I'll move to agenda item 11, which is announcement of confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. There are no matters at this stage. Agenda item 12, business not dealt with from a previous meeting, there are none. Item 13 is reports of employees. There are no reports of employees at this stage, which then brings us to the item 14 item. Now, at this point, I'll just check in to make sure that councillors have received the emails that went around today. In summary, we have received a notice of motion for Councillor Dorr, which is the purpose of this meeting. We have also subsequently received an updated motion from Councillor Dorr, and we have also received an amended motion from Councillor Congerton. So are there any councillors who have not had a chance to read those motions or they have not received them? Councillor James, have you got a question yet?
Look, I haven't received, through the chair, I haven't received any amended motion. I've received the original motion from Councillor. Where is it now? Congerton, sorry. But I haven't received any amended motion to that. So I can look at my emails now.
No, it was probably just a phrasing issue. There's only been one motion submitted by Councillor Congerton, but I referred to it as an amended motion because it sought to amend the original motion that Councillor Dawes submitted. But Councillor Congerson, can you confirm just that there is the one motion that you've put through and that it's been circulated?
Confirmation, only the one notice of motion.
Thank you for clearing that up. Okay, so how I will intend to proceed, seeing as we have two motions on foot here, Councillor Dawe has submitted a motion, but that motion did not have a seconder. So if Councillor Dawe intends to move his motion, I'll get him to confirm that and then see if there is a seconder for that motion. If there is, we will enter into debate on that motion. If that motion is carried, that will have passed. If the motion is not carried by the requisite margin, then that will trigger debate for Councillor Congerton's motion. So that's how I intend to proceed. Councillor Dawe, you have a motion moved. Can you confirm that you intend to continue to move?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I intend to go ahead with that amended motion, which was sent out today this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. So the amended motion that has been circulated has five parts. The fifth part has sections A, B and C in it. That's the motion that we'll be dealing with at this stage, not the original that was submitted. Is there a seconder for that motion? Yes, Councillor Jeans is indicating he'd like to speak. Councillor Jeans, are you seconding this motion?
Through the chair, yes, I am seconding this motion. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right. Does the mover wish to speak to the motion at this stage?
Yes, I would, Mr. Chair. Do I need to read the motion out again, or that's taken as a given?
I think for the purposes of the recording, it would be good practice for you to read the motion at this stage, and following the reading of the motion, you will have the floor for it.
Okay, then I'll begin, Mr. Chair. The amended motion reads as follows, that Council temporarily reduces to zero the secondary waste reserve charge applied to landfill tonnages. Member councils for 2020 and 2021 financial year to assist member councils with their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Two, by absolute majority, in accordance with section 6.16.1 of the Local Government Act 1995, adopts the secondary waste charge rate of $0 a tonne on each tonne of member council waste for 2020-2021, and the secondary waste charge is to be reinstated at $38 a tonne from 1 July 2021 until further consideration. Three, by absolute majority, the EMRC declare a dividend of $5 million to be funded by $2.5 million from the municipal fund based on an estimated 1920 operating surpluses and in accordance with section 611.2b of the Local Government Act 1995, a distribution of 2.5 million from the future development reserve. Then four, the dividend is payable to each member council on or before June 30, 2020, based on the council's shareholding as per the last audited accounts being 30 June 2019. And five, confirms in accordance with Regulation 18C of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 that the EMRC is not required to give local public notice of a proposed change of use of money in a reserve account due to the satisfaction of the following conditions. A decision to change the use of the money is made while there is in force a state of emergency declaration applying to the district, part of the district or the local government. B, the EMRC considers that the change of use is required to address a need arising from the hazard or from the impact or consequences of the hazard to which the state of emergency declaration relates, and C, the decision and the reasons for it are to be recorded in the minutes of the meeting at which the decision is made.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Just at this point, I will just check in with the CEO to seek advice on whether the motion as drafted complies with his understanding of the requirements of the recently adopted regulation. Sorry, CEO, you'll need to turn your microphone on.
Yes. Thank you. Through the chair. Yes, so there has been a recent change advertised a couple of days ago by the Minister for Local Government, and there is an opportunity actually to use funds outside its original purpose. So the item number five, it actually confirms that we can use funds from the Future Development Reserve for a dividend.
Okay, thank you, Mr. CEO. The CEO is confirmed that it's his advice to us to comply with the requirements. Councillor Dorr, you have the floor to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This motion will benefit every ratepayer in the Eastern Metropolitan Regional Council area. It will give relief to the waste component of the waste charge on every household's and every business's rates notice. That saving will be in the vicinity of $34 on average. Some will receive more, some less, but staff have averaged it at $34 per household. In Mundaring's case, it will see our waste charge go from about $440 per annum to about $400 per annum in round figures. Then other efficiencies we have identified will get that waste charge on the rates bill down even lower than that. All councils are directed by the state government to bring in a zero increase in rates charges. Dropping the secondary waste levy for 2020-2021 will bring us all to a number below zero increase. In Mundaring's case, it will be a drop of 1.5% below zero. This is a significant start on the process of finding budget efficiencies in this very challenging year of COVID-19. Also, we may not reinstate the secondary waste charge in following years. That is a motion for another time, for when we can make an informed decision from the FOGO tender process and the outcomes of the commercial framework, when that's a bit more clearer. But more importantly, this EMRC Council can achieve a double win for our residents and businesses. Distributing a dividend to our member councils of $5 million from the Future Development Reserve and from the expected surplus of this financial year of 1920 will provide a timely cash injection into our councils and then on into our communities. In Mundaring's case, this will be more than $500,000 out of the $5 million, as our equity is about 10% of the EMRC. In essence, this motion combines Councillor Congerton's alternative with an additional welcome financial relief to ratepayers. It's a win-win. If my motion is successful, we lower rates for our communities, for our people, as well as provide additional services to our communities through a dividend paid to all six councils. We take significant pressure off our ratepayers' household budgets, and this is very important. The COVID-19 pandemic is both a major health crisis and a socioeconomic crisis with ramifications that look likely to go on for some considerable time. This motion is about a cash injection and a reduction in waste and rates charges. Councillors, I urge you to support this motion. It will benefit your ratepayers and businesses and your communities and your council. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Councillor James, as the seconder of the motion, would you like to speak?
Yeah, through the chair, I'd like to reserve my right to speak at this point.
Okay, are there any speakers against the motion at this stage? Councillor Hamilton is indicating that she'd like to speak against the motion. Councillor Hamilton, you have the call.
Mr Chair, question?
Yes, Councillor Congress.
I'm waving. A question. Procedural question.
Yes.
If the seconder doesn't wish to speak, how can he then have another bite at the cherry after the debate? It goes back to the move of the motion, not the seconder.
Indeed, that's the case. Yes.
Thank you.
Councillor Hamilton, you wish to speak against the motion.
May I ask if Councillor Jeans wants to take up his option to speak first before I speak against or not?
That would be very generous of you, Councillor Jeans. Would you? Yes, Councillor Jeans, you have the call.
Just on that issue, I understand that I still have the right to speak during the debate if I reserve my right to speak as a seconder. So I'd just like that confirmed, if I could.
Yes, I understand you do have the right to speak during the debate, but you can't go back and resume the seconding rights.
That is my understanding. Yes, so I can still talk to the motion, but not as, in supporting the mover. Yeah.
Yes, not as the seconder. That's correct. Councillor Hamilton, you have the call.
Okay. Whilst I like the sentiments behind this latest iteration of Councillor Dorr's motion, I have some concerns. Firstly, I do believe that a dividend, as outlined in Councillor Congerton's motion, is a more equitable way in which to distribute funds to councils. And I am totally in agreement with provision of a dividend to the member councils. However, it is a time where we need to be very considered in our choices fiscally. We don't have a crystal ball. We do not have an ability to see into the future. We already know from people being at home that there is more waste coming through to landfill. The landfill levy and the secondary waste reserve are designed as in a way an inhibitor to people becoming excessive in their waste. However, that aside, my concern relates to taking the secondary waste reserve to a zero charge. I'm concerned that this is not the right time to do that. I'm more than happy to revisit that topic in a few months' time when we have a better clarity of the situation. But at this moment in time, I am thinking this is premature. I understand that people want to have some surety coming into their budget process, but I would put a scenario to you that the secondary waste charge is designed to allow the organisation to function fiscally into the future. So we possibly are robbing future EMRC councils of ability to react in a way that might advantage their communities if we, for instance, got a second pandemic in the following year or the year after. So I'm very conservative on this particular double whammy, and that's what it is. I fully support distribution of a dividend, but I do believe we are very premature in also at the same time taking the secondary waste reserve charge down to zero. The other thing too is the length of time proposed. It's proposed that this would go right through to July 2021. So my question is, if the country returns to operations more normally before that, again, we are being a little bit premature. It's too long, it's too soon, and it's too much at this point in time. So I prefer to allow the organisation, the EMRC, to use those funds to function for projects and their forward planning, whilst we receive a dividend. And certainly dividends can be revisited as well. There may well be an opportunity to get a bigger dividend further down the track from the EMRC if we allow them to function in a fiscally intelligent manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Do we, Warner Clark is
indicating. Mr. Chair, can I ask for the CEO clarify what Councillor Hamilton just said, in the sense that some of the comments, I wasn't quite sure, because that secondary waste reserve is put aside for a specific purpose. It's not for the general operations of the organisation. Can I get some clarification on that, please, Mr. Chair?
So, Mr. CEO, we don't expect you to clarify Councillor Hamilton's comments, but if you would like to speak to the purposes of the reserve.
Thank you, through the Chair. So there's two specific actions here, obviously. One is about the future year and actually not charging the secondary waste charge. What we do simply with the secondary waste charge is we put it into our budget, we collect the money, and we put all that money, the 4.7 million or thereabouts, depending on the tonnage that comes in, so the $38 per tonne, it goes into the secondary waste reserve. And that's for future use on secondary waste activities. The other side is the operating budget we have. And we will have a surplus in this year's budget. It's about $3 million, between $2.5 and $3 million. And this is for the current year. And so that can be utilized for dividend, because we're doing well this year. We've got surplus profit, and we can distribute that now. That will have no impact on our reserves going forward. Now, to top up, to make it $5 million, we can draw from the future development reserve, which has been put in place for expanding our recycling activities, for example, at Hazelmere, buying new processing plant, new equipment, or land at various sites. So that's a different reserve. But we have the ability to actually go into these reserves and change or ignore the purpose of the initial purpose of it. So there's two distinctive issues what are happening here. So A is a distribution of dividend of surplus from operating activities, which is $2.5 million. But the secondary waste charge is purely, we take the money and we park it then in the secondary waste reserve. Does that clarify, Councillor Dorr?
Is Councillor Dorr, are you satisfied with that answer?
Yes, I'm satisfied with that clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, you indicated, do you have a question at this time?
I had a question, and then subject to the answer, wanted to speak in favour. Is that okay?
Okay, so yes, so would you like to speak in favour of the motion?
I believe so, but I just want to ask a question of the officers first, if that's all right.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so I'm trying to compare the amended motion from Councillor Dorr and Councillor Congerton's motions. And obviously it's about the mechanism. So amended Councillor Dorr's motion has the charge change and the dividend, whereas Councillor Congerton's one has just the dividend. So I'm happy to be corrected if I'm wrong on that premise. Am I right then in assuming the effect of moving Councillor Dorr's motion as amended would be that if member councils passed on the savings from that, from waiving or temporarily reducing that waste charge, that basically families and ratepayers would be better off, just in terms of the economic effect of the two motions? Does that make sense?
So, from what I understood of the CEO's previous comments, that there would be an additional saving for households of approximately $30 a household. Is that correct, Mr. CEO?
Thank you, through the chair. Yeah, so it's $38 per ton, which is can be converted by $34 per household. If that saving is passed on, only if it's passed on to the householders, that would be a reduction of the rates of these households. The difference of charging the secondary waste charge is that we will not build up our secondary waste reserve any further. It will have no impact on our bottom line performance because it does not affect our operating.
Fantastic. That's what I wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Yes, would you then like to speak for the motion?
Yes, please, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Sorry, councillors, as we get used to the new format. I think I would encourage councillors to support Councillor Dawes' amended motion, primarily because of the end effect. If we as member councils pass on these savings, families are better off and small businesses are better off, and they are struggling at the moment. There are hundreds of thousands of people applying for their superannuation who have lost their jobs, who are applying for, you know, in dole queues, and there are numerous small businesses that are just trying to stay afloat at the moment. So we as councils should be making it as easy as possible to reduce our regular charges. It's only for a year. We've got the financial capacity. EMRC's books are in good nick, and I think we should support both having the charge temporarily go to zero and the dividend back to member councils. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. At this stage, is there anyone who would like to speak against the motion? Councillor Wolfe is indicating. Councillor Wolfe, you have the call.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was actually wanting to just clarify a couple of things, just a question.
Yes, you have a question.
We go for the zeroing of the charge, I assume that will be financial relief gradually over a whole year, whereas if we go for the dividend payment, I'm assuming that'll be some sort of lump sum paid fairly immediately. Is that correct?
Yes. So the motion that we're dealing with currently, Councillor Dawes' motion, specifies that the dividend would be paid on or before the 30th of June. So a dividend of $5 million would be paid based on share ownership of the MRC, paid on or before the 30th of June. As for the secondary waste charge, I'm not across how that is charged to member councils. Mr. CEO, would you be able to elaborate?
Yes, thank you, through the chair. So it will not be charged. So it will just disappear. The gate fee will now be $143.50 for member councils instead of the $181.50. But the rates are charged up front in the year. So it will actually help ratepayers immediately by it not be the $34 not being included in the rates if it's passed on.
Does that answer your question, Councillor Wolf? Yes, he's yes. Indicating a thumbs up. Okay, so at this point in the debate, it is the turn for a speaker against the motion. Is there a speaker against? Catherine, Councillor Hamilton has a question.
Yes, I do have a follow-on question for the CEO in respect to the proposed zero charge. From conversations we've had recently, that there's been a dramatic increase in the level of tonnage coming through to landfill. I'm trying to get my head around, I do understand that the secondary waste reserve is put aside, and there's good reasons we put money aside because it's proposed to be used in projects and following things in the following budget process. So there are reasons we originally had that charge put in there. But I'm curious about how councils will end up financially if, for instance, they pass on this saving to our ratepayers, but in the meantime, our tonnages are going up significantly. I'm interested in how that pans out financially for all the councils.
Through the chair, it will have no impact because we will just budget to receive the money and we'll put it in the reserve, in the secondary waste reserve. If there's more tonnage coming in, there's more, we will receive more and we'll put more in the reserve. But it has no impact at all if we don't charge it and we don't budget for it. Obviously, if we budget for it and don't receive it, that will have an impact on the performance.
I think I'm thinking from point of view of the councils, in that if the tonnages go way up, we're actually paying a lot more for landfill.
Well, if the tonnages will go up, it's actually beneficial because instead of paying $181.50 per tonne, you will pay $143.50 per tonne because the secondary waste charge doesn't have to be paid at the gate. So again, that's a benefit for the member councils.
Sorry, Councillor Hamilton, your microphone is turned off.
Sorry about that. Agree. I think we're speculating into the future and it's very difficult to do that. But clearly, if ratepayers are getting a significant discount on their waste and the tonnage is going right up, it may well be that councils end up pretty much in the same place, but they're actually subsidising this. So that's just a thought, and I have no idea of the future.
No, none of us do. Thank you. Any further questions at this stage before I call for another speaker again? There being no further questions, do we have a speaker against the motion? Councillor Congleton, you have the call.
Speaking against, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Congleton. You have the call.
Thank you. I'd like to compliment, firstly, Mr. Dorr, Councillor Dorr, for the introduction of part of my motion to provide a distribution from the various funds. So thank you for doing that. I have concerns for member councils in relation to the temporary reduction of zero and then the reintroduction to be reinstated from the July 2021. In the case of Swan, and I'm not sure across a number of the other councils, we show our rate charges for waste on our rate notices. So it is seen by our ratepayers. And in 1 year, we're going to look in this motion to remove it. And then a year later, we're going to reinstate it. So my concern is how that's going to be perceived by our ratepayers, and particularly when the MRC or the members of the MRC look at reducing it. The council goes out and doesn't apply it. So again, that $34 is prevalent into a minus from zero. But in 2021, we have to put it back again. So it's going to have to be then a justification of why it's gone back. Otherwise, there'll be some expectation that in balancing budgets in 2021, we're going to start messing with the content for a zero, and I believe a zero rate increase. And I know we're talking about no one knows about the future, but if you think we're going to get out of this pretty quickly, I would suggest we're not. I don't see us getting through a full recovery for several years, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of impacted residents that wouldn't like to see a rate increase in 2021. And the reason for myself putting the rebate in place, or the dividend, I should say, is that any council can use that dividend for the purposes of a rate reduction. You can simply take, if it's $500,000 for one council or $800,000 for another, your council isn't obliged, unless you've got a different form of leadership, to take that money and not apply it to a rate base. So I can't support where we're going to remove it in 1 year and a year later put it back.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. Do we have any speakers for the motion? Councillor Johnson, you have the call.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson, for that. And thank you to Councillor Dorr and Councillor Congerton and to the CEO of the EMRC for the opportunity for us to do our best for our ratepayers collectively and for our whole region. We're really fortunate that EMRC is in a strong financial position to be able to offer both a dividend and reduction in the secondary waste charge. The Premier's asked us, all governments, local governments, and that includes our regional councils, not to save for rainy day and to use our reserves. You know, I think he said the rainy day has come, and this is a time when we have to do our best for our residents, our ratepayers, our businesses. I know, you know, I don't know actually all of our member councils' position on what rate relief and what we are doing for our communities and what we've promised, but certainly with the idea of going towards zero rate increases, with the Treasurer yesterday saying they're not deferring the implementation, or they're not deferring the introduction, the revaluation of the GRV, we're going to have all sorts of anomalies in our rates, and people in the least, the lower socioeconomic areas are most likely to have the highest rate increases with the GRV not being, revaluation not being deferred. So I think any opportunity that we have to be able to provide a service for our ratepayers and residents is a good one, and we should be seizing that. It's true we don't have a crystal ball. We have to deal with what's in front of us now. We hope this doesn't happen again. It might, but we really have to deal with what we've got in front of us now. What we've got in front of us now is an opportunity. I'm grateful for the transparency and accountability we have with these meetings being recorded. We're really privileged to be in a position to be able to support our residents and ratepayers. And I think to vote against this will be really hard to defend to our residents and to our the councils that have given us the opportunity to represent them at the EMRC. I think people get that waste services are essential, and that they get that charges are going to go up and down. I think we've got a long way to go before we would reintroduce it. Just to touch on what we said about reintroducing the fee, the secondary waste charge, we've got a long way to go before we'd introduce that. And when we do that, we have to prove, as always, as we always would have to do, the value that it gives to people. And the services that the MRC is able to offer our member councils. And to be honest, the best way in the long run to reduce the waste charges for our residents is to reduce the waste that we produce. I think, anyway, so I probably waffled on long enough. But yeah, I do support this. I do think we're fortunate to be in a position to be able to support our ratepayers, residents and member councils. And I encourage my fellow councillors to also support it. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Do we have anyone who wishes to speak against the motion? Councillor Wolfe, is that a question, or would you like to speak against the motion?
I'll speak against it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Wolfe. You have the call.
Okay. I guess we're all aware that the EMRC has a few reserves with quite a lot of money in them, and I think our basic intent here is just to transfer some of that to the member councils to help them deal with the financial pressures that are going to come about due to this COVID-19. And there's various ways we could do that. I think the simplest option, in my view, is just to give a dividend payment. It's simple, immediate, and it provides flexibility for all of the councils. I think putting the waste charge to zero, in my view, just unnecessarily complicates the issue. all we want to do basically is transfer money, some of the money from the council that can deal with COVID-19.
Sorry, Councillor Wolf, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Yes.
We seem to have difficulties with Councillor Wolf's signal. Due to low bandwidth or local computer conditions, we have lost Councillor Wolf. We'll just give Councillor Wolf a minute to try to reconnect. Councillor Wolf, are you back with us? Councillor James, you have a question?
Really just a suggestion for Councillor Wolf that maybe he turns his video off, because if he's having a problem with bandwidth, the video will obviously have an impact. Yep.
Yes, that's a helpful suggestion. Councillor Wolf, if you'd like to, yes, continue your remarks with your microphone on and your video off.
Okay, I'm a bit unclear what you heard and what you didn't. I guess I'll just...
Maybe if you go back a minute, yep.
Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, coming through fine.
Okay, so I guess what I was trying to say is basically what we wanted to do is transfer some of the money from the EMRC to member councils to use to relieve some of the financial pressures that are going to come about due to this COVID-19. In my view, the simplest way to do that is just to transfer some of the as a dividend payment, because it's simple, it's immediate, and it's flexible. Putting the charge to zero, in my view, is just unnecessary complication, when all we want to do is just transfer a bit of money to our member councils. So I'm going to vote against this one, and basically assuming, well, if it's voted down, and just support the alternative motion.
Thank you, Councillor Wolf. Do we have any other speakers for the motion? Councillor James.
Yeah, through the chair. Hopefully everybody can hear me. And I suppose I'd like to start with saying that I think, you know, we're fortunate in the EMRC that the EMRC is in a good financial position. The secondary waste charge is obviously accumulated over a number of years, starting off at $2 and is now set at $38. I think that the $38 was, you know, the last council even considered reducing it, and whether it was reducing it by percentage or reducing it to zero was being considered, because the reserve is actually quite significant. And it is actually just an extra amount that's actually added to the gate fee. So I think we should all be aware that that gate fee really is $143.50. It's not $181. That's just to build up a bit of a reserve. So I accept that, you know, it could be, you know, a difficulty in putting it back up again. But I don't believe what we're going to get through this in 12 months. I think this is going to be a long-term situation, both in Australia, with the debt going up significantly, the national debt, the state debt is going to be hit very hard, and councils at the moment are getting very limited support from both federal and state governments. I'd like to see this reduced, because I think it then allows the EMRC member councils actually saying to the state government that maybe they should be reducing their waste levy as well, which at the moment is also another, you could say, amount that's actually added to the cost of Perth Peel residents at the moment onto their waste charges. So I know it's used, the government uses it to fund other activities, but I think we're in very different times. So I think we should, by allowing this to go back to zero, we are showing that we are doing absolutely everything we can to reduce the rate impost on our ratepayers and the commercial, the people in the commercial areas. So we need to really look at this as a two-part process. We've adopted most local governments have adopted the zero rate increase, so that we actually look at having a zero rate increase. But that really still doesn't help the bottom line in the fact that we don't know what's going to happen to actual individual ratepayers and the commercial side of things asking for concessions or possibly non-payment of rates in this next 12 months. So I think the budget setting needs to have the flexibility to actually budget at this stage for a surplus, so that if there is a significant amount of, in Mundaring's cases, if it's whatever percentage is not received as through fees or through rates, that you have that ability that you're actually running a surplus. So I think that really this, we need to take advantage of in this case, the MRC's ability to reduce this to zero, and that will definitely have a positive impact on all six member councils. So I support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor James. Just at this stage, we also have somebody who's on our participants list that's listed as SOMSP01. That person is not identified for the purposes of the minutes. Is the person SOMSP01 able to identify themselves for the minutes, please?
That's me, Shane Purdy from the Shire of Mundaring.
Thank you, Shane. We'll note you on the minutes. Thank you very much. Okay, so we've just had a speaker for the motion. Do we have another speaker against? There does not appear to be a speaker against. Is there another speaker for? Is there a speaker for or against? Okay, there do not appear to be any further speakers to the motion. Councillor Dorr, as the mover of the motion, would you like to exercise your right of reply?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would like to exercise that right.
You have the call, Councillor Dorr.
Thank you very much. Thank you, councillors, for the debate. I've listened very carefully to what everyone has had to say. This temporary change to the secondary waste levy will be a benefit to the ratepayers of our districts, of our councils. It will. It'll give money to them. If we just do the dividend alone, which we are doing in my motion, we're doing a dividend and we're doing a zeroing of the secondary waste levy, if you like. We're doing two things. If we just did the dividend alone, that would be a good hit to the sugar hit to the councils and give the councils money. But by doing the other as well, by doing the taking away the secondary waste levy, now that may be taken away for years to come. Who knows? That's a decision I tried to say earlier we may make down the track. That will give a direct benefit to the ratepayers in our districts. And that is really important. This is a two-win situation here. Ratepayers will win because their rates, bottom line on their rates, will be less because the waste charge will be less on each rate notice. And there will be a dividend to the councils. We'll get that $5 million split up between us. And that's a direct financial benefit to us for our programs. So it's just a double win situation. I cannot, for the life of me, see that it's anything else than that, that it's not of a significant benefit to our ratepayers and to our councils, this motion in completeness, the five parts of this motion. I don't know that I have a lot more to add to that. So I think it's, to me, it just seems plain as day that this is a good decision for council to make. They make this decision, a really good decision. I think the ratepayers will be very thankful because we've got to be at zero, but this is bringing us below zero. This is getting us into the minus 2% in some cases, certainly in the case of Mundaring, about zero, minus 2% probably. So this is really important under these circumstances that people are finding themselves in, where businesses are struggling, where households are struggling. Not all, but a significant number are. And I just hope that you will support this motion. I think it's a good motion, and I think it's going to be a great benefit to our people, and that's why I've put it forward tonight. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. That concludes debate on that item. So what I intend to do is have a roll call for the vote on this item. I will start, Councillor Jeans, how do you vote? Are you in favour?
I, Councillor Jean, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. Councillor Hamilton, how do you vote?
I vote against the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Councillor Clark, how do you vote on the motion?
I, Councillor Clark, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Johnson, how do you vote on the motion?
Councillor Georgia Johnson, vote for this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Councillor Powell, how do you vote on this motion?
I, Councillor Powell, vote no for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Wolfe, how do you vote on the motion?
I, Councillor Wolfe, vote against the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Wolfe. Councillor Boyd, how do you vote on the motion?
Councillor Boyd votes against the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Boyd. Councillor O'Connor, how do you vote on the motion?
I vote against it.
Thank you, Councillor O'Connor. Councillor Dorr, how do you vote on the motion?
I vote for the motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Councillor Congerton, how do you vote on the motion?
Vote against the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. And Councillor Zanino, how do you vote on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I vote against the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Zanino. We now have seven councillors who have voted against the motion, that being Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Powell, Councillor Wolfe, Councillor Boyd, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Congerton and Councillor Zanino, which means that the motion is not capable of getting the absolute majority required to be carried. So I declare that motion is lost. That then brings us to debate on the motion that has been submitted by Councillor Congerton. Councillor
Jean. Through the chair, I think as a procedural motion, I think we have to record all votes for this. So you as chair will have to declare your position.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Jean. You are quite right. Yes, for the record, Councillor Wilson is in favour of the motion. The motion is lost. Which then brings us to debate on the second item. Councillor Congerton, you have the call. Would you like to move the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I need to read all of this because there are only the two, one and two, which are the respective changes.
I think just for the abundance of caution, it would be advisable for you to read the motion.
The alternate motion is that Council not adjust the secondary waste reserve charge applied to landfill tonnages from member councils for the period, for the 2020-21 financial year. 2, by absolute majority, the MRC declares a dividend of $5 million to be funded by $2.5 million from municipal fund based on estimates of 2019 through 20 operating surpluses and in accordance with S6.11 bracketed 2 bracketed B of the Local Government Act 1995, a distribution of $2.5 million from the Future Development Reserve. 3, the dividend is payable to each member council on or before June 30, 2020, based on the council's shareholding as per the last audited accounts being 30 June 2019. 4, confirms in accordance with point 18 bracketed C of the Local Government bracketed Financial Management Regulations 1996 that the MRC is not required to give local public notice of proposed change of use of money in a reserve account due the satisfaction of the following conditions. A, a decision to change the use of money is made while there is in force a state of emergency declaration applying to the district or part of the district or the local government. B, the MRC considers that a change of use is required to address the needs arising, from the hazard or the impact of consequences of the hazard in which a state emergency declaration relates. C, the decision and the reasons for it are to be recorded in the minutes of the meeting which a decision is made. And 5, note the reason for changing the original recommendation to respond to the current global COVID-19 pandemic by providing financial and economic benefit to member councils, their ratepayers and community.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. Do we have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Councillor Wolf?
No.
Councillor Zanino came first with the call. Councillor Zanino is seconding the motion. Councillor Congerton is the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to put the motion to the floor.
We have a request that the motion be put. As the seconder of the motion, Councillor Zanino, are you for the motion to be put?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think we've had enough debate just going through and regurgitating more or less the same thing. I think it's appropriate to put the motion and have a vote.
To save us having a vote on that procedural motion, is there anyone against the motion being put? There being no one against the motion being put, I will now put that motion as moved by Councillor Congerton and seconded by Councillor Zanino. We'll go through the roll or the vote. Okay, Councillor Jeans, how do you vote on the motion?
I, Councillor Jeans, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. Councillor Hamilton?
I, Councillor Hamilton, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Councillor Clark?
I, Councillor Clark, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Johnson.
Noting there's no opportunity for debate, I will vote for this one.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Councillor Powell.
Aye, Councillor Powell, vote for this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Wolf.
Aye, Councillor Wolf, vote for the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Wolf. Councillor Boyd.
Yeah, Councillor Boyd votes for the motion.
Thank you. We have reached the point at which an absolute majority of councillors have indicated that they are voting for the motion, which means the motion is carried. At this stage, do any councillors wish to have it recorded that they have voted against the motion?
Mr. Chair, I wish to have it recorded that I vote for the motion as well, please.
Yes, my intention is just to declare that the motion was carried unanimously at this stage. If anyone wishes to have it recorded against. I will take that then that this motion is carried unanimously. And I would like to thank councillors for their patience as we're going through this new meeting procedure. That then brings us to item 15, new business of an urgent nature approved by the chairman or presiding officer. There is no urgent business. Item 16, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. There are none. Item 17, future meetings of council. So as noted, just to make sure you all received the memo that was sent by the CEO, there will not be a meeting of council next week, but the next ordinary meeting of council is scheduled for Thursday, the 21st of May. If required, Mr. Chairman, are you able to indicate at this stage whether you believe that the meeting is required?
Yes, there's a CEO, not yet the chairman. It will definitely be required because we have a lot of items to look at, including the budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, councillors, please note that the meeting on Thursday, the 21st of May, will be required and will be going ahead in the same format as this meeting until further notice from the government. Which then brings us to the declaration of the closure of the meeting. I declare the meeting closed at 7:15 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance and patience.